You know, it's really great. In the park, on the grass, under a tree, a sandwich, a soft drink, and the two of us together.
Oh, it's really great. In the park, on the grass, under a tree, a sandwich, a soft drink, the two of us together.
Now, is it me you're not having fun with? Or the park, the soft drink, the tree, or the grass?
None of them. After 20 years of studying and tiring my eyes out, is this what my situation's supposed to be? To sit on the grass in the park, under a tree, and have a soft drink and eat a sandwich?
With the two of us together.
Well, that's the only part of it that's good. Is that what you think? To hell with both of us.
I thought I was bothering you and that I should move away.
Well, it's our destiny that's bothering me. What is this nonsense? I'm supposed to be a doctor and you're the son of a multi-billionaire in our own country.
Who, me?
Yes, then who, me? Is this what our situation's supposed to be? To sit here on the grass in the park under a tree and have a soft drink and a sandwich, the two of us?
You're right. We even looked around for 2 hours to find the cheapest sandwiches and soft drinks.
Is that your way of trying to make me feel better?
I wasn't trying to make you feel better. Well, you're right. Listen, for that, the money that Shiva got for selling her gold and gave to you, along with the money that you already had, is not enough to open a clinic, no?
No, no way. I mean, yes, it'll only cover the cost of renting a clinic. Look, it's no use. We have to think of something fundamental.
Yeah, we have to think of something fundamental. Something fundamental?
Yes. Look, Fazel.
We have to think of something fundamental.
No, listen for a second. I want to tell you something. Now, the thing that I want to say has nothing to do with that silly joke that you and your wife played on me. Don't think at all that I was influenced by that. What I want to say is something else.
Don't tell me you're still thinking about that.
No, no, I just told you that I wasn't influenced by that. Just listen to me for a second, okay? Look, a few days ago, very coincidentally, on the street, I saw one of my friends who's a doctor. And I saw that he's gotten into the line of work of plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery and things. And all he does is nose jobs. I mean, that's it. That's what his specialty is. Then he said to me, if you like, meaning if I like, he can put the operating room and the clinic and all of that at my disposal too. And all I have to do is, he said, I have to go and stand beside him for a few surgeries so that I'll learn how to do it. And then, God willing, once I start doing it myself, never mind renting a clinic, I'll be able to go and buy a clinic.
Now, what am I supposed to do? Is my opinion important to you?
Come on. I mean, I'm telling you because it's important and I'm asking your opinion.
Even if I'm opposed to it.
Even if you're opposed to it. I mean, of course, if you oppose it, I'd be very shocked because you know about financial matters.
Yeah, well, I do know about financial matters, but when I think about it, I see that I'm opposed to it. I see that when I really think about it, I see I'm completely opposed to it. I'm 100%
opposed. Look at me coming and sitting here. I'm such an idiot to be consulting with you, asking for your opinion.
You can see for yourself, Azad. I'm really in shock myself. I'm surprised. I thought I'd be in favor of it, but when I thought about it,
everything's a joke to you. Everything's a joke to you.
It's human nature.
This is all you deserve, to sit here under a tree and have a sandwich and a soft drink. Well, actually, from now on, you'll just be alone having your sandwich. Hey,
come, sit down.
I've got nothing to say to you, you crazy fool. I'll do whatever I want to do, and it's got nothing to do with you.
Hey, man. Well, at least come and clean up what you've spread out, yeah? Just look, he didn't even have his soft drink. He didn't eat his sandwich. No. Now, why are you sulking like a little kid, huh?
It's because you keep acting silly. I mean, whenever I try to have a serious discussion, you just keep acting silly and like a fool.
I already know my opinion doesn't mean that much to you, especially if I'm opposed to it. Do you understand what I'm saying? But, well, I won't belittle myself and say something else. You can do whatever you like.
Look, I have done my thinking.
Think some more.
I did. I've done my thinking.
Well?
I've done my thinking and I've reached a conclusion. And I'll do whatever it is I want. I just have to tell Shiva.
Yes, I mean, definitely, definitely. Tell
her. I just really hope she agrees to it. Now, man, forget about it. Come on, let's go. My brain's about to explode. Get on, we have to go and see an old man, that wife of yours. I don't know where she finds these patients from.
Where does she find them? Where does she find them? In a fortune cookie. Well, they call Herman. What am I supposed to do with these things right now? Do you even know how to get it off the stand? Start it. What a mistake we made.
What?
We played a joke on him and he can't get it out of his mind.
All right, now. He just said something. You shouldn't take it too seriously.
Oh, man. Lily, it's really serious. It's very serious. I don't know. In some matters, Farzad is really clumsy. How is he going to dare to pick up a hammer, perform surgery? I'm really worried about him.
Don't worry about him, Farzel. Without Shiva's permission, he won't do anything and Shiva won't agree to it.
Yeah?
Oh!
What, you won?
Yeah.
Yeah? But recently he's become very unpredictable.
What does that mean? You mean secretly?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh. Well, then you'll have to talk to him again, won't you?
Well, and it's no use. I talked to him. I talked to him today at the park. He was about to leave me behind. I'm being serious, really.
Please go and see who it is.
Well,
hello.
The landlord. The landlord.
Hey, man, don't say that.
Hello, Sharam.
I swear you're embarrassing
me. So you've come to visit your tenants.
How are you doing?
Yes.
I hope you're well. Don't say that. You're embarrassing
me. Don't be embarrassed.
I hope you're well.
What's going on?
I wanted to trouble you for a few seconds.
You've already troubled me. You've come inside and closed
sorry.
The door.
Thank you.
Should I
with
pour
your
you some tea?
No, I don't want any
he
tea.
Wants
Thanks
some
a lot
tea.
For coming. Is Marzia well?
He's fine. Thanks for asking.
So, go ahead and tell me. What happened that you decided to trouble us?
The truth is that I came to get some help from you. I want to make a movie and I wanted to get your help.
But we don't know anything about it.
No, it doesn't require any specialised knowledge. There's a film festival. It's really reputable and it's got a really
how
good
nice.
Cash prize. I want to make a movie and take part in the festival.
Well, how is it that we can help you?
I knew that you would help me. Here, this is the brochure. Look, the subject of the movie can be anything, but it has to be something to do with real life. I mean, it has to be a documentary style.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that I'd come and make it about a part of your life.
Wow, about us?
Yeah.
Let me see, this... The deadline is at the end of the month. What's the date today?
The 23rd.
Yeah,
the
23rd. There's 1 week left.
Well, where were you up till now?
Well, you know, I have been thinking about it a lot for 2 weeks. I've been really concentrating on it, but I haven't reached any conclusions yet. The truth is, I thought I'd come and make a movie about your life because I think it'll be really appealing.
Oh, but what have you seen in our life that you want to make a movie about it?
That's just it, you know. You're different from everyone else. You're different. How can I say it? You kind of act a little crazy.
Oh!
Really? No, no, no. I'm sorry, Layli, ma'am. I didn't
it's all
mean
right.
you. What I meant was for
yes,
her.
Yes, what he meant was me.
Guys, I think that if I were to film a portion of your life, I will definitely win.
Oh, that's really cute. What subject have you seen in our life that you want to film?
You yourselves. The two of you. That you... Miserable, you're moneyless, you didn't have a place to sleep, you don't have any income, you came and took my house from me by force. Well, you're really destitute, but you're happy. You enjoy living your life with each other. You're really having a great time. In my opinion, this is a very good message that can be given to the youth. You know, they take life really hard.
Wow, Farzel, are you paying attention to how much Sharam is praising us?
Yes,
it's very
yes,
kind
I
of
know,
you.
Just, why not? Yeah, why not? Hmm?
So you're helping?
Yes, yes.
Yes, why not?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
But look, if you're into it, I've got a much better idea.
What idea? Tell me. I'm in.
A really exciting subject that's real. Yes. Hmm?
Yeah? What?
I'll tell you.
What's that mean? I don't understand what you mean at all.
Well, let me explain it to you another way. In order to go through with this, don't you need Shirley to get Shiva's approval?
Yes.
Well, you can tell her your decision tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'll come and film you. Over there, when you're doing it, I'll just...
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Man, I got flustered. I said it too soon. Well, I had to eventually say it.
All right. Hey, hold on a minute. Just hold on a minute. Stop acting so silly. Now, let me see. I will talk to Shiva, and then Sharam will come and film it, right? He'll do that.
That's right.
Fazal, tell me now, what tricks are you up to this time?
I'm not up to any tricks, man. He wants to make a movie.
Yeah, I want to make a movie and send it to the festival.
You want to make a movie about our private conversations and send it to a festival?
Oh, wait. Hold on. Look, just pretend that he doesn't want to make a movie. He just wants to film you. He's your brother-in-law. He's not a stranger. And, of course, you need to get Shiva's approval.
No, come on. What's that got to do with it? This is a private matter between me and Shiva. I'll go and talk to her and get her approval.
Well, what if she's opposed to it?
She won't be opposed to it. Which woman wouldn't want her husband to become rich?
No, just think that there's a 1% chance, just 1% chance, that Shiva's different from the other women. And she's opposed to it. Just 1%.
Anyhow, Shiva has principles. She's not willing to see you become rich at any price.
See, are you two saying you know my wife better than I do?
Look, I don't think such a thing. I'm just saying maybe.
But I know her better. Shiva was my sister before she became your wife. We grew up together. I know her.
Hold on a minute. What if she agrees to it? What do you have to say then?
Well, nothing. That'll be really great. Good for you.
Yeah. What's it to us? Go ahead, and we'll erase the film.
Yeah. Oh.
You'll erase it? What's that mean? I just don't get it. You want to come and film a private conversation between me and my wife and then erase it? This is all you're doing, Fazal. You're the one that's behind this whole movie thing. You want to come and film my conversation with Shiva and then erase it. What's the point of that?
Well, we'll erase it only if she approves of it. If she's opposed to it, then we'll keep it.
We will send it to the festival as a documentary movie.
Hey, man, hold on. Look, he's got an idea in his head. And he's saying if Shiva's opposed to it, then we'll put a moral message on the end and then send it to the festival.
Yeah. Oh. I'll send it to the festival and it'll win a prize.
Good job. Good job for you. I like it that your brain's working very well. So you just want to ruin me in the middle of all of this. Come on, get out of here. Hold on.
If you go and do it without Shiva's approval, she will iron you flat.
Look, Farzad, this is the best situation. You, in a real-life situation, a movie, what's it called?
Documentary.
You know what a documentary is, right? Like those about nature.
It'll be a documentary movie.
A documentary movie. You'll say it to Shiva. And if Shiva agrees to it, well, then that's really great. But if she's opposed to it, then, at the end, he'll put a moral message for the festival.
And it might catch on. The movie will go over there and win a prize. And as an example of a great physician, they'll come from the health ministry and give you a prize or a plaque or something.
Farzad, this is something where both sides will win. It's win-win. Try to understand.
I don't know. Do whatever you want to do. Go ahead and make your movie. But I'm sure that when I talk to Shiva, I'll convince her. And when I've convinced her, then I'll seriously follow up on what it is that I want to do.
Hey,
do you understand
man,
me?
I hope to goodness that Shiva gives her approval. Yeah, you should definitely do that. Follow up on it. It's just under those circumstances we'll have to think of something else.
That's right. We'll have to come up with an idea.
Yes, if she approves of it, then we'll have to do something else. Something that...
Hurry up already. She'll be here any minute.
All right.
Look, you check it to yourself, and I'll go take a look to make sure she isn't here.
All right, go.
Oh, she's coming, she's coming.
Hold on.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, has something happened?
No? What's happened?
You told me this morning you're tired and you want to sleep and you don't want to go and buy bread and now you're wide awake and energetic.
Oh, no, it's just I intended to sleep. No, you need to ask your nuisance of a brother.
Yep, it's my fault. I got the urge to come and have breakfast with you. If you're upset, I can leave.
I'm not upset. I'm suspicious of you.
It's a good thing that you're her brother. I mean, if anyone else were here, then...
Well, if you're upset, then I'll leave. Farzad, I'm sorry that I woke
you up. No, it's all right.
No, you don't need to act silly. You want fried eggs or bread and cheese with sweet tea? Hmm?
What about you?
I'd like eggs, ma'am.
Okay. Farzad, go and wake the children, okay?
No way. We don't need to wake the children so early in the morning. I mean, they only have one day off. Now they wake up early in the morning every day, so let them sleep in today.
Yeah, I didn't wake Maziar up either. I figured I'd let him get some sleep.
Look, it's just, I want to tell you something, Shiva, dear. But before I give you all of the reasons and all of that, you shouldn't... Just don't judge, okay? Do you understand?
Now, is it really important?
Yes, it's really important. I mean, in reality, I want to consult with you, and if you agree with it, then you'll have to support me. Is that clear?
Well, go ahead.
I've made a decision to, how can I tell you? I've decided to start performing plastic surgery. That's what I would like to do.
Farzad, what expertise do you have in this field for you to want such a thing?
Well, it doesn't require expertise. Right now, there are many general practitioners.
But no, is this like hooking up an IV or giving an injection? Do you know what will happen to the person if you make a small mistake?
No, Shiva dear, believe me, right now giving those nose jobs, even if it's not a minor procedure, it's a lot easier than hooking up an IV.
No, it's not like that at all. If you want to do such a thing, first go get the expertise. You have to get the expertise and then
yes,
I'll support
you.
Yes,
but it doesn't require any expertise. I mean, right now, 2/3 of physicians performing plastic surgery are general practitioners.
Yes, and do you know what they're doing to people? Do you know how they're destroying people's lives? Don't you remember my friend Rosita? She went and got a nose job. She became so ugly her husband divorced her.
Well, what if I promise to be careful?
No way, I'm saying
I'll
no.
I'll be really careful.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of money in it.
Farzad, I won't allow you to play with other people's lives just for the sake of money. No.
Well. This movie's going to blow up. Once it's edited with the other clip, once it's synced, it'll be really great.
Yeah.
It'll be really awesome. I'm
your
telling you, man.
Really
awesome.
Great, Farzad. Really? You really can't see right in front of your eyes, no?
No, man, I wasn't paying attention. I was watching the film. Look, Nicole Kidman and Penelope Cruz don't have anything on you.
Now there are all those male actors, and you have to mention those two ladies, huh?
I really like the way those two act.
With the acting that I saw from you, in my opinion, from this movie, what's that award, that thing... What's that award they give called? No.
Pigeon?
The bird.
No, man, Seymour.
Yes,
Seymour.
Yes, in my opinion, you'll get the Seymour.
You mean my acting was really that good, huh?
Yes, man, really.
Yeah, man, come on, give me an autograph right now. Once you become famous, you won't give us the time of day.
No, come on, Sharam. Forget about all of that. I mean, now you've gone and made a really huge mess. I didn't think at all that Shiva would be as sensitive about it as she was.
Look, according to the script that I've written, you have to go to Shiva right now and tell her you won't back
you've
down.
You've written a script? Where? Give it to me so I can read it.
No way, man. His script is entirely in his mind.
Yeah, do you know what scene you need to play right now?
No, what scene?
Should I say this one right now or that one?
That one.
Yeah. Right now you have to go and convince Shiva. Mm-hmm. You have to tell her that you're not going to back down. Under no circumstances, there is no way that you'll back down. That you have to
do
it. No,
man, it seems as though you want to make trouble. Do you two want to make trouble? I mean, if I say that, then she's going to go and kill me.
Look, our movie needs to reach its climax right now, so that afterwards Shiva can come and give the moral message, and then the movie will end.
How can you know what Shiva's going to say for you to be saying this?
Me? No, but I'll go and tell Shiva to say those things without her realizing that she's in front of the camera. In reality, Shiva will think that she's telling you these things to change your mind. But the reality is that the thing she'll be saying will be the moral message of our movie.
Oh, wow, the two of you really are something, huh?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, man, you ain't seen nothing yet.
What's
you
going to happen?
What right stories now. We've got.
Tell me the story.
No way, man. He's just saying something. Go take care of your work.
Then I'll go and talk with Shiva, and you go downstairs in a few hours. Act with her, all right? Act really well.
All right? Look, this better be the last time that you keep elbowing me, all right?
Sure.
Get up and go to Shiva.
Practice with him.
Yes.
But when I think about it, the two of you are really sneaky.
Oh? No way, man.
No, all joking aside,
really?
Was my acting good?
Really?
On my life?
In some of the moments, I was like this.
Oh, come on. Don't go overboard
no,
now,
man.
Farzad.
In my opinion, you'll win that thing. What was it?
The crystal pigeon.
No way, man. It was something else. Seymour. You'll win this Seymour.
Shiva? Shiva, dear? My darling, why are you sulking? Come on, come outside so we can talk to each other. I told you I want to consult with you. Just come outside right now so we can talk to each other. Either I'll convince you or you'll convince me or else, I don't know, if you convince me, I promise to forget about this matter forever. I'll never talk about it again. Is that good? Right now, behind this door, I'm standing with an open guard for you to come out. And just like you, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for this lady to come out. Our hearts are beating with excitement. Is that lady going to come out? Is that lady not going to come out? I don't know. Oh.
All right, I agree to it. That's right, I said I agree.
Are you sure?
Yes, but on the condition that you give me a nose job first. What is it?
But your nose doesn't have
any
problems.
Yes, it's got a lot of problems, Fazad. You know yourself, all these years I've wanted a nose job, but because of our financial situation, I never did it. Now you want to do it. Well, look, just take a look. Just look at my nose. It's become really small.
No. Look, if it points
really
up,
good.
It won't look
just
good
look.
At all. It won't look good. No, look, the way it comes down, it suits
don't
your face.
Don't come up with excuses, Fazad. Just say you're scared to do it.
No, what would I be scared of? No, you want us to go and talk
but
to each other in the bedroom,
we're standing here
you?
Talking
that,
about it.
It's made
why?
Talk
what's wrong
to each
with
other.
Right here?
All right, look, I wanted to say that any kind of cosmetic surgery that doesn't have a medical justification, I'm opposed to it. Like, for example, a nose job or cheek implants or, I don't know, chin implants or something. But with surgeries that have medical, that are medically justified, they have medical reasons, like if someone has locked jaw, like, for example, nasal polyps and such things, then I don't have a problem at all. No problem.
Then how are you not opposed to others getting cosmetic surgery?
No, I'm opposed to any kind of cosmetic surgery that doesn't have a reason.
Well, for example, just imagine that I've got nasal polyps. Just do the surgery,
Well,
please.
You can pretend I've done the surgery then.
No, a real surgery, not an imaginary surgery.
No, but, well, how can I do a real surgery on imaginary nasal
polyps?
I've
made my decision to get a nose job. I want a nose job. If you won't do it, then I'll go to another doctor. I'll just go to someone else.
But
you have 2 days to make your decision. 2 days.
I want to get a nose job. If you won't do it, then I'll go to another doctor. You have 2 days to make your decision.
Man, why did Shiva do that?
Oh, didn't you tell her to?
Yeah, I told her, but she's been like this ever since she was a child. All of a sudden, she gets a thought in her head and she
it's
ruins
all right,
everything.
Don't get angry. You'll have to erase it.
Erase it?
Well, yes, man, it's useless. With the way that Farzad acted, even if Shiva had performed according to plan, this movie wouldn't be worth a damn. That's right.
He's right. What kind of acting was that? Why were you talking directly to the camera?
Oh, come on, I thought that you'd actually like what I was doing.
Actually, I really liked it.
Yes,
a lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
it wasn't
the
all
place
that
for
bad.
It at all. What was that? Are you advertising a movie?
No. What you're saying, I want it in the movie to create what is it? What's it called? Suspense. Suspense. It's suspense,
it's
right?
Suspense, but that's not what you created.
I mean, why do you keep yelling? It's over with. Just forgive him. It didn't work out the way it was supposed to.
Get out of here, man. I don't know what we're going to do now, and we don't have any time.
Don't worry now. We'll sit down. We have to sit down and think of something else. What's an idea called?
Yes.
Motif.
Yes. Look, I'm prepared to go and act in it again. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry at all.
Oh, Fazad, I heard you performing plastic surgery. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. Yes, I wanted to, but it didn't work
out.
How
come?
Well, the place you heard I want to perform plastic surgery, you heard from the same place that it didn't work
yes,
out, didn't
yes, I
you?
Heard, yes. It's Shiva's fault, right? Forget about her. Do what you want to do.
No, Aunt, I can't do that. Ever since we got married, I haven't done the smallest thing without Shiva's permission.
Well, it's your own fault. You've spoiled her. Now you want me to do something for Shiva to consent.
Do what?
Look, Shiva's afraid that you will go and ruin people's noses and it'll be embarrassing, but I'm sure that you can do it.
Well, I'm very grateful for your positive energy, but how can you be so sure? I mean, of course, I have a lot of faith in myself. I'm sure of myself. Why
giving someone a nose job, there's nothing to it. Even a child who knows how to give an injection would be able to do it.
Don't say that, Aunt. This is something that's a specialized medical field. Not just anybody can do it, you know. It's specialized.
All right, now, I don't want to argue with you over this matter. Do you want Shiva to give her consent
or
not? You have to gain her confidence.
But how?
Give me a nose job so she can see it.
What?
In fact, it's been a long time that I've wanted to get a nose job, but I just didn't trust those doctors. You've seen how they make a person look. Oh, goodness.
What's happened now that you have confidence in me?
It's because I know you. If you ruin my nose, then I can ruin your life. But what about them? There's nothing I can do to them. You've seen for yourself how they change their clinics every
month. I'm very grateful that you have faith in me, but I can't give you a nose job.
How come?
Because it's fine, it suits your face, and it's very appropriate for your face.
I'll pay money for it, don't worry.
No, 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 it's not about the money at all, Aunt. It's not about that.
How much is it anyway? Now, since we're family, just charge a bit less. I'll pay the money for it.
No, no, I've completely changed my mind about performing plastic surgery.
I don't want a discount at all. How much will it cost, huh? Just make this point up.
It's been many years that we've heard our country has the largest number of nose jobs performed, especially for women. And it's been many years that all the media, from TV and radio to newspapers and intellectuals and officials, have been talking about it. They search for the reasons and suggest solutions, but this number continues to grow. Just like the situation of the water shortage and the drought crisis, which is threatening us by the day. All of us are aware of it, and at every gathering, as soon as the subject comes up, we all express our concern and worry, but in practice, we don't conserve water at all. Now, never mind all that. The tsunami of nose jobs is taking more victims by the day. In my opinion, the biggest reason for the expansion of this tsunami is the lack of self-confidence and also a little bit of competition. Everyone can lose their self-confidence during a specific period of their life, but there are better ways of regaining this self-confidence.
What a busy day it was today.
Yes. You know, it's a really nasty virus.
Yes, I know. It's a really bad virus. Everyone's catching it. Be careful you don't get it, okay? Look, Fazel, whatever you want to eat, especially fruit and vegetables, wash them in well and disinfect them.
You know, Farzad, I'm really proud of you. Did you know that?
What for?
Nothing. I just thought of the old days. You were always playing with marbles and pigeons. When did you ever have the time to study and become a doctor? I'm really proud
of
you.
No, it's a good thing you have someone to be proud of. I don't have anyone to be proud of at all.
Look, I really feel sorry for you. You have someone that you're jealous of, right?
Yes, get going now. Get going. Goodbye.
Jealous.
Go on, go.
Jealous.
Ah! Get going. Get going already. They'll hear you.
Jealous.
Go on. Come on. Go. Goodbye. Hello, children.
Hello.
How are you?
We're fine.
Is your mom home?
She's in the bedroom.
Hello, hope you're well.
Hello, Shadi. I'm fine, thanks. What's wrong with this?
They're sedatives.
Does Shiva have a headache again?
Yeah, she's got a headache.
Oh, all right.
Hey, Farzad, don't go into the room. She just fell asleep.
Oh, all right, all right, all right.
Hey, Farzad, if I ask you to do something for me, will you do it?
Yes, with all of my heart.
In your opinion, should I get a nose job?
Why does everyone want a nose job today? What's wrong with all of you?
Isn't my nose a little bit too big?
No, but you've already had a nose job once.
Well, I don't want to make it a lot smaller. I just want to sharpen it a little bit, have the doctor file it down a little bit.
It's a pencil that they sharpen and make look better. They don't go and fiddle with a nose so much. Get these thoughts out of your mind. Forget about it. It's fine. Your nose is fine. It's fine. Okay, it's fine.
Hey, Farzad, she's sleeping.
I'll be careful. Aunt, you're here too?
Hello. She just fell asleep. She's in a lot of pain.
Oh, her blood pressure's dropped again.
No, it's not her blood pressure. Go outside and I'll tell you. Hey, Farzad, did you think about it? Will you give me a nose job?
Oh, wow. I don't know why you Javanbakhsh are all like this. Look, Aunt, once you get something in your head, you just don't let it go.
Are you scared because I said it like that? I won't ruin your life. I'll give you a written guarantee that I'll take full responsibility for it.
Oh, no way, please. What are these things that you're saying? It's not about such things
at
all.
Then what is it?
Look, it's about... It's just that, like... How can I say it? Look, hold on. Look, Aunt, I've completely put aside the thought of performing plastic surgery. I mean, I've gradually reached the conclusion that it's not for me. It's just not for me.
Oh, my, don't say that. No, I have a lot of faith in you. I believe in you. I'm sure that you're the best plastic surgeon in the Middle East.
No, it's kind of you. No, no, it's just, look, how can you... Why do you have such confidence in me? What have you seen in me that makes you think so highly of me?
The truth is, I haven't seen anything. I don't think highly of you at all. I'm just teasing you. I just like that you fall for it every time,
thank you. Thank you. It makes me so happy. I thank God that I'm able to perform my duty of amusing you so well every day,
oh
so
my,
well.
Oh, no. You're so sensitive. Don't get upset. I personally have a problem with nose jobs and with everything I saw today. Even if the best plastic surgeon wanted to give me a nose job, I wouldn't allow it. Do you understand?
What did you see today?
Aunt, is Shiva sleeping?
Yes, she's sleeping. Oh, the poor thing. She suffered a lot. She
How
really
come? Has something
bad.
Happened to
no,
Shiva?
No, nothing's happened to her. She just has a bit of a headache.
She just has a bit of a headache. Oh, this isn't something you can hide. She has a headache.
Well, why don't you tell me what's happened to her?
Yes,
what's happened?
Why don't you tell him? Go ahead and tell him.
Why? I mean, come on, why did you go and do this to yourself? Why do such a thing?
I told her to tell her husband beforehand.
Well, what did she say? What did she say?
She said she told him.
What? When did she tell me? And no one told me anything at all. I'm her husband. Isn't she supposed to tell me what she's going to do to herself?
What are you saying? She just had plastic surgery.
Why plastic surgery? Does she look better now? She already had a perfectly fine nose on her face.
Now,
why would she change?
Why are you getting angry? Getting angry isn't going to fix anything.
But I just want to know why she's done this. It's just, what doctor did such a thing? How did they perform the surgery on her? Who was it? Who did she go to? Who did
she
it?
She went with Shadi.
Where was it? Who was it? What's their name? Where's their clinic?
Why do you want to know?
Oh, well, I want to know how they do their job, what style they use, why they didn't put the nose in a cast.
All right, I'll bring their business card right now. It's in Shiva's purse. It was around Cole Huck.
Do you see? For goodness sake, aunt. Do you see? Why did you
well,
go and do such
a thing
to
yourself? Well, instead of all of this, just sit and pray that her nose looks better, pointing up.
Oh, I should pray? You too? God's given human beings brains to think with.
Children, get up. Get up and go to our house. I'll be right there. Get up, darlings. Hurry.
Hurry. I wish I were mute and I'd never mention plastic surgery and such things. Give that to me. What? Behrouz? Behrouz Safshian? Is he a bulldozer? Oh, my goodness. Just look at his name. It's obvious he's no good. It's obvious he doesn't know anything. Specialist in plastic surgery? Oh, hello, doctor. How are you doing? Thanks for asking. I'm fine. How are you? Oh, no, not at all. I'm sorry I couldn't come and see you. The reason I'm calling is that I have a question. I wanted to find out about a doctor. Dr. Behrouz Safshian. In fact, that's what I said, too. I don't know. I guess he's supposed to be a plastic surgeon or something. Thanks very much. It's very kind of you. I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you
hello.
Very much.
Hello.
Hello.
She's better. She took so many pills until she finally fell asleep.
Poor thing.
You knew about it too?
About her pain, yes.
Her surgery?
Well, it's obvious. I'm the one that referred the doctor to her. So how many tablets did she take in the end? Is she feeling better? Did she sleep for a long time?
Hello.
To heck with hello. No hello for you. To heck with you and to heck with that movie of yours.
Oh, what happened?
What for? What happened?
What else did you want to happen? What's happened, you say? Your sister's gone and gotten a nose job.
Shiva?
That's right. You mean you didn't know about it, right?
No.
It was your wife who referred the doctor to her, so how is it you didn't know?
Lily?
That's right. Hello?
No.
Doctor dear, hello. I'm fine, thank you. Sorry for all the trouble. No, not at all. No, that's it. That's his number. I mean, that's what was written on the business card, and I read it off the card for you. Well, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. No, take care. Goodbye. Thank you.
What happened?
No, nothing. That guy that did the surgery on Shiva's nose, he's got several complaints filed against him. He's not even a doctor.
Oh, no. I just don't get it. Why did you do such a thing?
What's it to me? How was I supposed to know?
Why did you interfere in such a matter?
I said I just wanted to help her. She asked me if I knew of any doctors, and I asked my friends and I referred
to her. Well, to hell with your friends for doing
that. Watch what you're saying. I told you I didn't know.
What kind of friends are these that they don't know anything?
Wow, look at all that's happened just because of a nose job.
I looked into it, Foster. Now, are you sure the information your friend gave you was correct?
Well, you shouldn't have.
Just because he's got four complaints doesn't mean all his surgeries are bad. We'll sit and pray that Shiva's surgery turned out well.
Aunt, what do you mean four complaints? That guy isn't even a doctor. He isn't a specialist at all, and the clinic that he had last week, he's left, and who knows so where he's gone to now.
Oh, I'm so scared, I'm shaking. Look, I apologize for insulting your friend. Forgive me.
Oh, I'm sorry, forgive me for talking badly.
Let's go upstairs.
Don't get upset.
No, at you? No way, man, why would I get upset? I'm actually very happy.
Did
don't tell anyone,
upset,
I'm really sorry. No way, man. I was just pretending when I said
divorce.
I can't
live my life without you.
Me too. I'll die if I don't have you for even a minute. Really? Shall we go and wrap it up?
Yes.
Let's go upstairs and eat something. I'm tired.
Oh, I'm so sick and tired of all of this. I can't put up with this life.
Hello, Farzad. When did you get home?
Oh, hold on. I got home a
long
time ago.
I'm coming on my own.
How are you? Do you feel better?
I'm a little bit dizzy. I don't feel well.
But, darling, why did you do such a thing? I told you not to do it. Why didn't you trust me?
I told you to give me a nose job yourself.
But yes, you told me. You told me, and I said it's not necessary that your nose suits your face, and there's no need to touch it.
No, from the start, you had a problem. You had a problem with my nose. Otherwise, why would you think about plastic surgery?
I made a mistake. This was all just this whole story, Shiva dear. It was for a film. Back then, when I was saying I wanted to do it, it was for a film. Sharam had planted a camera and he was watching it on his cell phone from over there.
What does that mean?
Well, that's what it means. It means that, I don't know, but if anything happens to your face, I don't know what I'm going to do about it. I don't know.
Oh, no. Many of you have probably guessed that this was all a game. Yes, the making of Sharam's movie continues, and everyone is in the middle of acting in this movie. Even though Farzad was the first person to be invited to act in this movie, he was the only person that didn't know the making of the movie was continuing. We knew better than Farzad that Dr. Safshian had been on the run for a while because of the large number of complaints he had. We ourselves had made the business card that we'd given to Farzad. And cameras had been installed in all of the apartments. Everyone had terrific cooperation in this project, and Sharam was very happy and excited that such a movie was being made. Even Aunt and Shadi's insistence that they get a nose job was according to this plan. Farzad, over here under my nose, I can't feel anything at all.
Nothing?
No, don't. Look, a few days have passed. Shouldn't the effects of the anesthetic drugs have gone by now?
Yes, but several days. That same day, a few hours.
Here, it really hurts, but over here it's numb. It's numb. I don't have the heart to continue anymore.
Come on, Shiva, don't do this. We won't have an ending this way. The end will be ruined.
But Farzad is suffering. The poor thing. It's very cruel.
Man, movies are cruel. Do you know how many people have died in movies because of the scenes that they played in?
What does that mean? What do you mean?
What? Have you made plans for Farzad's murder?
No way, man!
But
no,
you said
Aunt,
he
it's
died.
Not like that. No way, man. I'm just giving an example about something else. Oh, Shiva, look, I'm pleading with you. Please, let us finish it. If it's like this, the ending will be really bad. Look, I promise that afterwards, I'll stand in front of Farzad and let him say whatever he wants to me. He can beat me up as much as he wants to. Is that good? You agree?
Well, only one more scene, then.
All right, just one more scene. Thank you very much. Sure, just one more scene.
Farzad, you're supposed to take my bandage off today. It's just that beforehand I want to be sure about something.
About what?
Do you promise to answer me honestly?
Well, that's obvious. I've always been honest with you. Always.
I know. Look, if it's bad, or I've become ugly and deformed. I mean, what I mean is, if I look very bad, are you still... I mean, what I'm asking is, are you still willing to live with me?
Look, Shiva, I've thought a lot about this matter. Just imagining it is a bit frightening for me, you know? I mean, look... Look, this whole thing doesn't have a lot to do with me. I mean, not that it doesn't have to do with me, because it does, but the whole thing has to do with you. Look, what I mean is that, how can I say it to you? when you take the bandage off, when I take the bandage off for you, you'll definitely be dealing with a new appearance, huh? It's possible, for example, when you're looking at yourself in the mirror, you'll see a stranger. That's why I'm saying it has to do with you. I mean, you'll have to get used to this new appearance and to somehow come to terms with it. Look, I know right now you expect me to say things that'll give you hope, to encourage you, but what I'm asking you is, if your appearance isn't the way you want it to be, just don't lose hope at all, because I'll always be right next to you. What's important to me is you yourself, what's inside of you, all of your kindness. The way you look isn't important to me.
I'm very grateful to you. When Sharon mentioned the situation, I took advantage of it and asked Fazad the question that's always been on my mind. All women sometimes think about if they have an accident and lose their beauty, or if they become physically incapacitated, would their husband remain by their side or would he leave them? Even though I knew to a great extent what the answer was, Fazad still proved to me that I have the best husband in the world and I'm very fortunate.
Why, oh why? What happened? Yeshiva.
Come be in this scene. He's the director.
Unfortunately, these plastic surgeries, especially nose jobs, have become so prevalent that all the ladies are gradually starting to look alike. Beauty is in the differences, not in looking alike.
For goodness sake, don't put your faces in just any doctor's hands. Because of a little mole that I had on my nose, I went and had surgery. But the surgery caused my nose to become deformed, and I was forced to have another surgery. I've had 12 surgeries up until now, but I still can't stand to see my new face. When I look at my old pictures, I see that my mole wasn't even noticeable at all. I don't know why it was on my mind so much back then.
I agree with you. Just like you alluded to, the problem of many ladies is that they lack self-confidence. And what's interesting is that many ladies who have nothing wrong with their noses go and have plastic surgery. It's really strange.
One of the reasons for it is that it's a sign of being rich. In our school, whoever gets a nose job, the way they act changes from the very next day. They act so stuck up, it's as though their father is the owner of a huge factory, even though most of them have forced their dads to borrow money or get a loan.
Hey, Fazad, I've come to apologize. The truth is, from one point onward, Shiva didn't want to continue, but I insisted. She did it because I pleaded with her. It's all my fault. And I've come to be punished for it now. Whatever punishment will make you feel better, really. Really, without any resistance.
Farsetia, I want to apologize for my part in it. Maybe continuing it to this extent was a little bit cruel. I'm ready to be punished in whatever way that you like. It's
yeah,
up to you.
Whatever punishment.
Yes.
Whether physical or if it's being cursed out, slaps, kicks.
The camera.
شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون بره رنگین کمون با هم قدم زدی تو چشم من شیرین تره خواب تو از بیداری باید تو رو پیدا کنم تعبیر رویاهام دیدم یه شب تو برکه خواب دستای تو آینه و پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید و ما هم خونه تو تو قلبم تا اون غره رنگین کمون با هم